From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. The Senate has dodged a partisan showdown over changes in filibuster rules and reached a deal that would advance five stalled executive nominations made by President Obama. A confirmation vote is expected later today for Richard Courtright, Obama's choice to head the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau. NPR's Craig Windham reports both sides are praising this agreement.
Republicans and Democrats are basking in the glow of a rare moment of Senate bipartisanship. GOP leader Mitch McConnell says a lengthy meeting last night, which nearly all senators attended, was crucial to the compromise.
A huge number of senators on both sides addressed this issue. Senators actually had to listen to each other.
Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid says the deal helps restore the ability of the Senate to function.
We have a new start for this body, and I feel very comfortable with it. I don't know how I could be happier.
But Reid says it's too soon to know how long the current good feelings and spirit of collegiality will last. Craig Windham, NPR News, Washington.
The White House is not happy with Russia's decision to even consider former NSA analyst Edward Snowden's request for temporary asylum weeks after he admitted to exposing the U.S.'s classified surveillance programs. White House spokesman Jay Carney says there is no grounds for giving Snowden refuge.
He is not a human rights activist. He is not a dissident. He's accused of leaking classified information. He's been charged with three felony counts.
Snowden has been stranded at a Moscow airport for 3 weeks since he arrived from Hong Kong. Egypt's transitional government is taking shape with the interim president's new cabinet sworn in today. In Cairo, Merrick Kennedy reports the cabinet does not include members of ousted President Mohamed Morsi's party.
There are several holdovers from Morsi's cabinet in the new government. Defense Minister Abdel Fattah al-Sisi, who played a key role in Morsi's ouster, has been given an additional title as deputy prime minister. There is also representation from liberal and leftist political parties. The new prime minister, Hazem al-Beblawi, is an economist. Egypt's Islamists are not represented in the new cabinet. The ultra-conservative Nour party supported Morsi's overthrow but declined to participate in the new government. Morsi's organization, the Muslim Brotherhood, has categorically rejected all moves by the interim president. Morsi's supporters continue to hold rallies in Cairo demanding his reinstatement. For NPR News, I'm Merrick Kennedy in Cairo.
The lawyer of the engineer blamed for the train derailment in Quebec 2 weeks ago says his client is devastated. Tom Harding was suspended after the oil train he parked broke loose and sped several miles into Lac-Mégantic, where it derailed and exploded. As many as 50 people are confirmed or presumed dead. Authorities say Harding left the train unattended overnight to sleep at a local inn. Before the closing bell, Dow is down 32 at 15,452. This is NPR. A new study from the National Institutes of Health finds the more years a person is obese, the higher the odds of heart disease. NPR's Patty Naiman reports the findings are worrisome since more than a third of U.S. adults are now obese.
It's been known for some time that obesity and abdominal fat increase the risk of heart disease. This study looked at whether the length of time people are obese makes a difference. Individuals were young when the study started, between 18 and 30. None were obese. They were monitored for nearly three decades. About 40% became obese, and every year they were obese, their risk of developing coronary artery calcification increased by 2 to 4%. The findings were the same for blacks and whites, men and women. Researchers say the warning is clear. Becoming obese earlier in life carries dramatic health risks as people age. The study's published in the Journal of the American Medical Association. Patty Naiman, NPR News.
Goldman Sachs' second quarter profits have doubled on investment gains and a lower tax rate. But investors are focusing on how Goldman will deal with potential regulations that could force firms to hold more capital. The cute factor has just hit a whole new level at Zoo Atlanta. A newborn giant panda cub making its video debut courtesy of the Atlanta Zoo staff. The cub is one of two born to Loon Loon yesterday, the first such births in the U.S. since 1987. The zoo, in accordance with Chinese tradition, will wait 100 days before naming the duo. I'm Lakshmi Singh, NPR News in Washington.